And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Cousins Jasmine Johnson and Jessica Evans grew up together in several parts of the country, including Frankfort, Kentucky. Along with their siblings, they were raised under the warm yet watchful eye of their grandmother, whom they called Sissy. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, they could scarcely contain their joy, recalling a river of candid memories about her.
All my life, she's always been like an older grandmother. She wasn't young. I mean, maybe she was, but in my mind, she was still like old, just like lovable, but so sassy. She always had like a comeback for you. I don't know. Now people are like, zing, got him. Like that was before that was even popular. Like she always had this comeback.
Sassy is probably a really good word
little
to
old
describe.
And sassy.
Yeah. I would say warm. That's the first thing that popped in my head. But I think sassy is a better one. I remember when she got all her teeth pulled, Lisa and Nikki, our aunts, were trying to convince her to get
them dentures.
She was not going for it. It was never going to happen. There were no, like, no, I'm not wearing those. I don't need no teeth. And it would be like, you just have gums.
Like, why? Just get the dentures.
That's funny.
Because she wasn't going to do anything she didn't want to do.
She wouldn't. And she didn't get hearing aids either, remember?
Yeah.
She refused to get that. You'd have to scream.
Yeah. No, you had to scream when you wanted to scream. Like, she heard what she wanted to hear.
That's true.
Definitely. Like, she had this, I don't know if she
selective hearing.
Yeah, selective hearing. She heard doing, because you'd be whispering. She's like, I heard what you said. Like, no, you didn't, because I didn't scream that. But, and she would repeat it. She had selective hearing.
Oh, yeah.
I think she just did that on purpose sometimes. Or do you remember when she used to talk about, like, what she looked like when she was younger? And she'd be like,
she was shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle. She said that.
And dare for you to laugh? Like, she was so serious.
Yeah.
My best memory is when we lived in Frankfort, we used to all pack into that car, all of us, you, me, Sean, Zach, and her. And every Friday, she would take us to any restaurant we wanted
to
go
to.
Sometimes she would go like all over. I mean, Frankfort's not big, but we would go to every different restaurant like on Fridays when she got
fast food every Friday. Everybody got to pick where they wanted to go. So even if it was like four or five different places, everybody got to go.
It was crazy. I don't know. But the gas was cheap though, because I can remember gas. When she would tell us to go in and she'd get like $5.
I remember she filled up that green Hyundai for $7.
That's crazy.
I remember that at the 5-star on the corner on Main Street.
Let's see, what else do I remember?
I remember playing jump rope.
Yes.
Out
and
in
Jax.
Front of the apartment.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And Jax. She taught us how to play Jax.
She did.
Yes.
On the kitchen floor.
Yes.
I remember that.
She was good at it, though. And she even had them big old knuckles on her hand. She used to get them jacks off the floor.
She was way better than us, yeah. I do remember that. I remember...
Hey, do you remember Little Orphan Annie? Little Orphan Annie comes
no.
to our house to stay. She washed the cups and saucers up and brushed the crumbs away. She shoes the chickens off the porch and dusts the harp and sweep.
She makes the fire and bakes the bread and earns her board and keep. And all the little children, when supper time is done,
they sit around
the kitchen fire and have the most fun.
They listen to the witch tales that Annie talks about, and the goblin's gonna get you if you don't watch out. That's crazy.
That was cousins Jasmine Johnson and Jessica Evans, remembering their late grandmother, Azealia Johnson, affectionately known as Sissy. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts Atlanta's StoryCorps booth. To book a time with a friend or a loved one, you can visit our website at wabe.org/StoryCorps.